Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks It, Asbury Park Style. Well, it's another Thursday evening, and here I am. And I'm so happy to have another show. However, I don't see my guest in my studio yet, so I'm really not sure what is going to happen tonight. And, of course, that's what makes life exciting, so to speak. Anyway, we're having some really nasty weather out there, but I guess, you know, we need all the rain so that we'll have some really beautiful flowers and everything is nice and green. But I'm just going to chat with everyone for a little bit. As everyone knows, my show is about childhood, you know, memories and what influenced you the most when you were growing up. And most of the people that I have on my radio show are either musicians or painters. Some of them are craftspeople. I've had all kinds of people on my show. I've had two mayors of Asbury Park have been on my show. I've had comedians, many comedians now, at least, let's see, I've had three comedians, male comedians, and one very well-known, well, they're all well-known, actually, but another a wonderful female comedian, Sunda Kronquist, and, of course, Mike Marino. I'll mention some names since I'm just going to sit here and talk for a little bit until I see Arlen come on. I did give him a little jingling, a phone call a little bit ago. So, but, you know, sometimes, you know, life happens, and Arlen's not only a really fantastic artist, but he is also a husband and a father of two lovely girls. So who knows? I mean, I've had to do entire shows by myself before. I'm hoping that isn't the case tonight. I might even take a moment and try to call him again in a little bit. But for now, I'll just talk a little bit more about my show, and I've been doing it for quite a long time now. I've been doing my show for over four and a half years, and I started out with really the number one internet radio station in Trenton, New Jersey, and that's Hamilton Radio. And I was very surprised when I Googled them, and they were number one, and I believe they still may be. I'm going to have to go check that out, but they were even, you know, above all of the national radio stations as well in the state of New Jersey. So I was with them for 2.5 years, and sometimes I really miss having that one-on-one, like having people walk into the studio and see them and be able to do a whole hour. And I would be able to play music, their music, you know, before the show started. And then I would play maybe one of my songs afterwards, since I'm a singer, songwriter, recording artist as well, and have a CD out, Ryan Rocks. But you know what I'm going to do, if you don't mind? This is Live Talk Radio. And I'm going to go ahead and try to give Arlen a phone call again and see if I can connect with him. So just bear with me for a minute. I always thought I was a multitasker. However, when I'm on my radio show, it's difficult to kind of think about talking and dialing numbers at the same time. But here we go. I'm going to give it a whirl and see if I can get Arlen on the phone, because I know he was really looking forward to doing this show tonight. We've been in contact over, you know, for, you know, the past week, actually, and especially the last yesterday. So, but as it goes with musicians, you know, they get called into the studio or they get a last-minute gig and are running out the door with their guitar. Oh, he's here. I'm so happy. I'm live broadcasting, and I do have Arlen on the phone right now. So we'll see if we're going to have the pleasure of getting Arlen to call in. Arlen, are you able to call into the studio so we can have our show? Yes, yes. The number again is 213-943-3559, and we're live, and I'll see you come in, and I'll get you right on. Okay, bye. I'm going to hang up. Okay, everybody. Well, that's really good news, and I'm so glad I never got rid of my landline. You know, a lot of people today, they only have the cell phones because it's very expensive to have. Well, actually, where I live, I don't have that Wi-Fi to where I can get rid of my landline. I have to have my landline because I have, like, the triple play, so with Comcast. So So I have my TV, my laptop, and my landline. And without my landline, I'm not going to be able to do my radio show at home now like I have been doing for the past 2 years. So Arlen's going to be calling in any minute now. He was so apologetic. He said, oh, I'm so sorry. And, you know, that happens. So I'm just waiting for him to call in and see him pop up on the screen. I'm sure I gave him the right number, 213-943-3559. So I'm still waiting for Arlen, so we'll see how this goes. And in any case, getting back to Arlen Filez, who is a really wonderful, wonderful entertainer. He is a recording artist. He's a singer, and he's a songwriter, of course, a songwriter, and he's a producer at Self. And I'm going to wait till he gets on to talk about him because I want him to listen to what I have to say about him. And, you know, they're all wonderful things. Where are you, Arlen? He's supposed to be dialing the number. He should be, you know, dialing up. I'm off my landline. My studio is open. My studio is ready to rock and roll, so you should be able to call in. And I'm not sure what's happening with him connecting to my studio, but I don't see him yet. So, there he is, and I'm so happy. Here we go.
Hello.
Welcome, Arlen. You're live.
Hey. I just seen some.
What? Pardon me?
Can you not hear me?
I can now, yes. Yes, I can. That's great. Do you have your phone all the way, the volume up?
I do.
And you can hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to just start the show real quick. This is what I've said so far. Well, I'm not going to say everything I said, but this is how I usually start my show. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. It's another Thursday night and another show night. I'm so excited. The weather's really crummy out there, but I have a wonderful guest. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest for this evening is the one and only super multi-talented Arlen Filez. Welcome, Arlen.
Thank you so much, Nancy. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Thank you. Thank you. I was a little nervous, and I had to just jibber-jabber for a while, but I'm good at that. I want to just tell you what I said so far about you, and I told people that you are a recording artist, a songwriter, singer-songwriter, and a producer at Self. But what I want to tell them as well, and then I have to backtrack to the beginning of the show, but you also studied music theory and composition at Berklee College of Music. And you went to North Hollywood High School. So we're going to come back
Correct.
To that. But usually if you had called in at 25 after, I would have told you, there's only one question I'm going to ask you tonight, and then we're going to talk about you and your wonderful, you know, life in Hollywood and then your life in New Jersey and your music. The question is, who influenced you the most when you were growing up and why?
Well, I'd have to say first and father, musically speaking, my father was a terrific piano player, and as a rule, family would all gather around the piano when me and my brother were young kids, and we would sing all the songs out of the 70s songbooks, you know, Beatles and Elton John and Jim Croce and we'd
all the greats.
My father would play the piano, and you know, I had a real interest in wanting to learn how to play, so he taught me how my chords, how to play out of the cheat books, and it started me off on a path of performing and singing at the piano that has led me to where I'm at today. So yeah, my father was my biggest influence musically.
Right, that's terrific. That's really great. And I hear that from so many musicians, including myself. If someone asked me who was my biggest influence, I would say my mother, who was a singer and who was constantly playing all of the greats. all the way from, and I'm of course a 60s generation, so I was listening to Frank Sinatra and like all of that era.
Sure.
And also she was very versatile, so she listened to even the big Broadway plays and West Side Story, and you know, so it was really great. Oh, and then of course I had my brother, you know, the guitar, Billy Ryan, the guitar man. I mean, he was definitely one of my mentors. I was sitting on the steps
sure.
listening to him. But back to you, it's like I said in my promo that I've been listening to you play for about 5 years now, and I remember specifically one evening at the Stone Pony, and it was some event where they had all kinds of artists playing, and some bands were playing on, they'd have 15 minutes on the stage, and then they had side people, and you were playing solo. And I remember coming up to you and saying, wow, that was really great. I'd like to have you on my radio show sometime. And that was like, I've been in radio 4.5 years, so it was at least 4 years ago that I asked you, so it's taken me this long, and I'm so happy that I finally have you.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally got together.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, let's just go on. I want to find out a little bit about your probably my first non-New Jersey musician. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I had actually Willie Nile, I believe that he's up from Buffalo, but most of my musicians so far that I've had on have been from New Jersey or at least New York City. And you were born
sure.
in California? Yeah, so you were.
Yeah,
tell me about it.
I was born and raised in Studio City, California, Los Angeles.
Wow.
And I spent my first 18 years there. And then I graduated from the LA High School of the Arts. And music was definitely, you know, I said music and I had a desire to go music. And I left California for the next warm weather in Boston. Berklee School of Music. I learned from
right. Arlene, I got to ask you something. You know what's happening is I'm hearing, and I have earphones on as well, earphones with, you know, a speaker and plus my iPhone right in front of me, and I'm hearing you, and it's kind of like going in and out. So if you're on your cell phone, if you could speak like where the speaker is and kind of hold it really,
sure.
like not moving.
Would you like me to, would you like me to call you back on a landline?
I think that would be a lot better, and I'm sure you're, yes, I'm sure
you're going to
appreciate it. Oh, but then
sure.
again, yeah, just go ahead and do that, and when I see the new number come up, I'll just cue you in. Yeah, why don't
okay.
you go ahead and do
that? I'll call you.
Stay on your cell phone.
I'll call you right now.
Stay on your cell phone. Stay on your cell phone.
Oh, until I'm over?
With a few others. Yeah,
okay.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, folks, we want to give you the best recording that we can, and unfortunately, I'm not in my studio with studio engineers anymore. But I'll tell you what I do, the podcast that I use through Blog Talk Radio is excellent, and they will adjust and edit the sound as best as they can after the show is done. But in the meantime,
you should have me now.
Yeah, I've got you now. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
All right,
okay,
can you hear me better?
I can. That's so much better. Thank you so
much.
Oh,
terrific.
That's the 2-3. Yeah. Okay. Oh, great. That's great. So now you guys aren't going to hear any fuzziness, and you're going to just repeat again. You were in Studio City. You were born
yeah,
in Studio
I grew
City,
up in Studio
California.
City, and I went off to school in Boston at Berklee and never
yeah.
returned to the West Coast.
Wow, that's amazing. I'll tell you what I did. I was raised in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and in my early 30s, my brother Billy took me, my guitar, and my suitcase, and I flew into San Diego. And I stayed in San Diego for 28 years. But I was
so we
really,
did the opposite.
I did the opposite. I stayed there 28 years. And then I came back here to take care of my mother 13 years ago. But I didn't really do a heck of a lot of music. I mean, I still sang. I'm like a troubadour, so I sang in the streets. I sang in some really big clubs, too, like I sat in like I do here. But I didn't really have a band. because I'm a solo, pretty much solo, and I was lazy. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't tell you. Well, never mind. Arlen, I was just, you know what, folks? I got to tell the truth. I'm a lazy person, so I saw Arlen at the 95th anniversary at the Strand Theater, which I love and that I promote. And so he sang, and he also did a live CD there at the Strand Theater. And so that was put up there in the promotion. But I said to Arlen, Arlen, come on, Arlen. I've been trying to get you on my show for so long. And he goes, Nancy, I don't know. You know what? I think I'm just lazy. Or something like that. I'm non-committal. Oh, I'm non-committal. I can't commit. And boy, if that's, I'm the exact same.
And of course, I was late getting to you today.
But that's okay. I don't mind. Hey, you made it. Believe me, you made it.
I'm happy that I did.
Oh, me too, me too, me too. So getting back, oh, my God. No, I had somebody that was so upset, a comedian, and missed the whole show. And I had to do a whole show by myself, and that's kind of
difficult.
Oh, my God. Anyway, whatever. I'm used to it, really. It's okay. I've only had, in the whole 4.5 years, I maybe had 2 people miss shows. So that's really good.
Wow.
But
well, I'm glad you caught me. And, yeah, so we kind of did the opposite journeys, which is really interesting. Of course, most people do that. They go from the Northeast to the Southwest. And for me, I had to go the other way. I did spend some time in Miami, Florida, so I found somewhere warm on the East Coast to reside for 6 or 7 years. And
right.
I worked with a wonderful producer down there named Tom Dowd, who did a bunch of recording with. And found my way to New York City after that. And I met my wife in New York City. And she's from Edison, New Jersey. And, you know, she made me a Jersey guy.
Well, I was just going to say, I guess by marriage, through marriage, we could say that you're definitely a Jersey guy now. And plus, you have 2 beautiful Jersey girls.
I got 2 Jersey girls. So I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I get some credit.
And yes, and I saw you playing at... I think that he runs the page. Patrick runs the Independent Music Underground, but he also has the his studio on Cookman Avenue, and I saw you perform there, and I saw the little girl getting up and sitting with you at the keyboard and singing. So I guess you're gonna have some musicians in your family too with your girls.
Well, you know, I would love it if I
one
could
of them
be
anyway.
The same inspiration on them as my father was on me, you know, and bring some music to their life. You know, I don't have a desire for them to become professional musicians unless they want to, of course. But to have music in their life, so enriching for anybody to play an instrument and sing. It's just a wonderful, you know, thing to have.
It is. But, you know, as parents, like I, when you said that, it really hit home with me because my father was so against my brother playing guitar. He was so against my, like, doing anything with music. And I, didn't pursue it like my brother Billy did because I wasn't, you know, getting in bands and traveling and things like he did. But I, certainly was very interested in it and did a lot of singing and songwriting. I have a song right now that's been in the top 10 Reverb Country for like 4.5 consecutive years. And like what happened with me, I started getting asked to do interviews, and I kind of dropped pursuing my music, which I am going to pick up again because I get so much all over the world. People like know my music because I'm the only female I don't put my music on Bruce's pages, but all my radio shows, the Europeans, they love, like, Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. They want to know who's playing in Asbury Park. I can't tell you, and I don't mean to talk so much, so just tell me to shut Nancy's mouth.
No, go ahead.
I got to
tell you
what happened.
It's your show. Talk away.
No, it's yours. When I started promoting you, I could not believe what started happening with you. It also happened with others, but I don't like to always have anybody feel left out, you know. But there are some artists that I interview that I have on my show and promote that get I'm promoting it and I'm getting hits, and you see it immediately, of course. You know, I'm working and I'm seeing it coming on. And you were having comments, believe it or not, from Bruce Springsteen, Ireland. And they were,
wow.
I got, there was a girl that put, oh, she said this. I just came from his show at the Watermark in Asbury Park tonight. He, this guy is awesome. And that was from the post. That's from the post that was on Bruce Springsteen Friends and Fans. And of
that's
course,
so
yeah,
nice
we're
to hear.
On, yeah, so you were on 12 group Bruce Springsteen group pages. Because my music was played, I was the only female that was ever played on Good Morning with the Boss Club for 2 months in a row. My dear friend, Ronald, I call him Ronald, everybody else started calling him Ronnie, but Ronald Davis, he was the founder, and he passed away from liver cancer several
years
ago.
Yeah, I remember him.
But he put me on, 2 months in a row, like 3 whole weekends, and I got so much acclaim from that, and it was like
it's a
incredible.
Terrific community that's so, you know, it's expanded across the globe and in Europe, and it's a really terrific way to, get your music out to a lot of people who are definitely specifically interested in great songs, I imagine, you know, and so
yes,
when artists write and perform terrific songs, you know, that's inspiring to them, so it's a really wonderful community.
Right.
And I'm going to Europe in November. I'm doing a few weeks.
Wonderful.
And I'll actually be in Edinburgh and London, I know. I'm hoping to get to a few other cities in the UK, but I'll be in Brussels
right.
and the Netherlands and Paris, and
oh.
so I'm hoping to see a lot of those fans out there who get in it, you know, who might have a chance to.
Oh, that's great, Arlen. I think that you're more popular than I imagined, than I knew, because I'm telling you, I couldn't believe how many comments I got. There was a comment made about you on Bruce Springsteen, Land of Hopes and Dreams. There were so many comments, I didn't even get to write them all down because I was running around like a maniac today. Because I have all these, I just finished doing a movie, my first acting, speaking career, you know, part.
How
in the movie.
Fun.
And I am a busy girl. I'm just a busy girl. But people are just loving you, and I wish you the best. I think you're going to become a big star over there in Europe. I would love to go over, except I'm 70 now. I mean, I have turned down 3 record deals in my life, which people probably go, why don't I won't even curse. Yeah, I don't curse on my radio show, but people will go probably say, what? How stupid is that? But I was only 18 the first one. The second one, I was in Texas. And I just didn't feel they wanted me to stay at Billy Bob's. And in fact, you know what? This is why you have to say, forget it. Wait, where's my chatter teeth? Here they are. I have to put my chatter teeth here. I'm writing a book anyway because I have so much to say. I mean, I have done some unbelievable things in music that nobody knows about. So it's okay. So I want to talk
about
you.
We'll find out.
You,
we'll all find out.
About you will. You'll all find out. And I hope you go and take some time and listen to my CD. I had, and then I'll keep quiet. I had Steely
I've
Dan
seen you
my,
perform as well. I don't know if you realize that.
Oh, no, I don't. No, where?
I've seen you up on stage at the Wonder Bar.
Oh, okay. Oh, was it at the Light of Day with the big band, the horn players?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was my best night of my life. Oh,
I played. I was on the acoustic stage that night.
Oh, you know who that was? And that's through the internet. That was Chez and the Brothers of Funk. Al Chez was with David Letterman's show for 15 years, and he emailed me, and he heard my music, and he wanted to use some of my music to funk it out. For he has a 32-piece orchestra, and then he said, "And I want you to sing with me at Light of Day," and I said, "Oh." All right, I'd be delighted, because I used to just sing a solo thing at Night of Day. And he made me learn that song in 2 days. I had to learn that song in 2 days. And I had a sore throat, and I said to him, Al, I have a sore throat. I can't sing tonight. And he said, yes, you can.
Yeah.
My throat's scratchy, too. Okay.
It was terrific.
Did you like it?
Yeah,
oh,
of course.
It. You know what? Not one person. The whole place, audience, you could hear a pin drop. I mean, people really paid attention to me, and I thought, there's my redheaded Jersey girl. I knocked their socks off. anyway, let's get back to you, because I really, I mean, you know, we're like, I think, you know what, I think you know, your time is coming. I think that you could be a big star, you know. I mean, that's what I think. But you are also a husband and a father, and that's a huge responsibility. And I was a mother and I chose not to, because I'm lazy, get a band and be committed to go any place on a Friday or Saturday night. And that's the truth, but I've written over 100 songs. So please do your music and get known, and I want to see you on TV.
Yeah, me too.
I do. I want to see you on TV. I promoted you on 102 group pages.
Terrific.
I have no clue. Inside the Music Business has 17,000 members. Now, my mini promos only go to 250,000 people. I promoted you on, I don't know how many, I must have got you to millions and all over the world.
Well, I so appreciate that. And, they, you know, you'll be able to hear me in a movie in June. You won't see my face,
yes,
but you will hear me. I wrote a couple songs for Bruce Willis's new film, Once Upon a Time in Venice, which will be out June 12th.
Yes, and if you text me that information, I will put that, because when I put after the show, I go back and I promote you on all of those pages again, and that's what I want for the after show.
Yeah, please
promo.
Let people know.
So
one of those songs was also sung by a terrific local singer, Leon Holmes. Are you familiar with Leon? She's a wonderful
Leon
singer, and she did a terrific
show.
Job.
Yep, Leon. I love Leon. I met Leon 3.5 years ago, and I just had her on my radio show, I think, last month. And that's the way it works for me. I meet people.
She sings with me
wonderful
all the time, and she's wonderful. She's on the live record we did at the Strand Theater that we just released on album. She's sung on many recordings of mine in the last few years, and it's always a treat to have her in the studio. She's terrific.
Yeah, and she's also with, what is it, Motortown Review? What is it called? She's the lead singer with a big group.
Yeah, she does a lot of, she works with a lot of terrific people. I know she's also, she also sings in John Bon Jovi's band on occasion, and
she's
really, she's terrific, yeah. And there's a lot of terrific talent in Asbury Park, and there's a whole new young group of players, of terrific musicians in town now that, for all the great singer-songwriters who've been hanging out for some time, we finally have a terrific group of new young musicians that are making a huge splash in the area. And
it's
been great. I've been playing with a lot of them lately, and it's really inspiring. And I think it's completely growing the Asbury tradition. So it's wonderful.
Right. And I have to tell you that in the 4.5 years, you can bet your bottom boot, Arlen, that I have interviewed every single one of them. And I am so excited. And I have to give one shout out. I have to give out a shout out to Taylor Tote, because Taylor just won in New York City. She won the Battle of the Bands in New York.
Oh, terrific.
Just the other night. And also her video just won at the music festival in Atlantic City, at the film festival, her video. So I'm trying to think of the name of it because I'm not going to remember. But in any case, so everybody go see Taylor Tote. Go on Taylor Tote's Facebook page. I've been promoting Taylor and so many other greats. I don't even want to go through the list. The list is too long. They've all been on my show because
there's that many. It's really become amazing. I mean, it's always been terrific, but... But it's growing.
Too many for me to mention, but I've had them all on
my
show. So, you know, Quincy, Mom, you name them, they've been on my show. Because I went around for 3 years seeking out and listening to all the greatest music that there was in the city of Asbury Park. And I got them all. So, and I love it, and I continue. Like, once I promote you forever now. So whenever I see you and you're traveling and you're anywhere, then I put your interview. So I'm going to shut up now. I do talk
well,
too much.
Well, look, Nancy, you're a local legend. You're a huge asset to the whole community, and everybody appreciates the work you do and sharing the good word on music that's going on still. today in Asbury.
Well, I'm giving back. I'm giving back. You know, I came back here and I was blessed. God blessed me and he gave me a CD with John Harrington and Jeff Levine playing on my CD. And I then was asked to sing in Convention Hall for 6 months out of the year before Sandy happened, and I did that, and that was a dream. And I was getting calls from New York. Just everything was popping with my music. And so, again, God had some other plans for me, because when I did the show with Joey Reynolds in New York City from that very night, my first interview, I knew I wanted to be in broadcasting. And who knows where it's going to take me from now. I've done a movie. I'm headed maybe for TV and do radio. And I could have do a big – well, I've been offered to do so many different things now. You know,
that's
so
perfect.
It's wonderful. And don't think that I don't get super – that's why I think I talk so much. I get so super excited. And I have people like you. Because here I go about Arlen again. Arlen is an award-winning singer-songwriter, multi-instrumental, and music producer. And that's where the way I connect with you, because I was my own music producer, too. I was the singer, the songwriter, the guitar player. I put all my musicians together. I had the best I could find in the state of New Jersey, and I went for it. And I said, I am the producer. And I'm telling John Harrington how to play the guitar on certain songs. I said, what, am I crazy? But, you know, I did it, and now I can say I'm the executive record producer of my Ryan Rock CD. It could have been better if I said, hey, Jeff, you do it. I mean, he played with
right.
Jeff. He played with everybody. But, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, being a producer and sharing your knowledge base and your experience with the younger artists, some of the local artists that I work with, I'm recording an album right now with a terrific songwriter named Paul Lombardo, and before that a great writer named Lance Scott Green, and you know, working with younger writers and younger artists and sharing, like I said, sharing your experience with them is really a totally different way of experiencing music. It's not like jamming on stage with them. It's really a whole different experience in the creative process and offering, you know. Yeah, it's a real terrific, it's a great experience.
You know, I've been part of a duo and worked with two men in my life for years, and then we never really, you know, did anything with it. It was crazy. But I was up to getting a huge offer and with a fellow that I sang with for 2.5 years, and we were offered by the biggest record company in New York City. They wanted us. It was a done deal. We had the attorney. We had the promo, everything. And he chickened out on me. And the whole place, that used to be Bobby Davis's, now it's McGillicuddy's, was closed down for these people to come down and see us perform one song and sign on the dotted line. And my friend and partner that I sang for 2.5 years with, he chickened out. He got stage fright. He got afraid. And he didn't come. An hour before, he calls our attorney and says, I'm not coming. And he was drunk. And you know what? Years later, I moved to California, and I heard this person singing on the radio, and I said, oh, my God, Jonathan made it. And you know who it was? It was Darius Rutkus of the Hootie and the Blowfish. And he was so, and my partner was so handsome, tall, dark, handsome, talented singer, songwriter, guitar player, and we could have made it super big in the business. But it wasn't meant to be, Arlen. You know,
sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's not, but you definitely have. I mean, you have all the background. The only education I have in singing is from singing in grammar school my whole life, and parochial school and singing, just singing my whole life, and you know, piano bars and things like. I'm a natural.
Sure.
I never took lessons, but so I want you to text and tell everybody you're going. You know, and where you're going to Europe. You're going to be singing as many places as possible, every place. And you're going to just make it big.
All right. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, you're going to go there, and you're going to knock them dead. And you know what? Smile. Arlen, this is my suggestion. Smile more. Smile. Get up there and make like those people are like, just make like you just met God or something like that. Like, well, I love God very much, so I'm very spiritual. But just like make like it's the best night of your entire life, and like give that enthusiasm out. Because you're a very laid-back guy. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that's bad. That's not bad, but But today, just from my perspective of saying I'm a talent scout, just say I'm a talent scout.
Last night was a fun one. Last night was a fun one. You should have been there. We had a full band, Shannon McNally and I. We traded off songs and told stories. And it was an upbeat, fun show. So, you know, it depends on where you catch me. Some days I get a little serious and start trying to change the world, and that's you know, that works for some. And then there's other times where I kick my feet up and we have some fun. And last night was one of those times. It was a terrific. What a treat working with Shannon McNally, who is a Grammy nominated singer. She's recorded records with Dr. John, and Rodney Crowell produced her newest record, Black Irish, which is going to be out next month. She's phenomenal, and we go back a while. She sang on some of my old records, and we put this show together, and we had a blast. It was great, and we had great local musicians, Mark Masefield on organ, and Santa Rizzolo on drums, and Zach Westfall on bass. And these guys are all tremendous musicians, and it was really a terrific show.
Right. It's great when it all blends together and it's all like, you know, it just happens. And I wish that I had even known about it. I've been so busy. I wish I knew, because I would have been there. And I definitely would have been there, but I just, there's too much going on for me, and I missed it. What can I say?
We can't be everywhere.
No, but I want to tell people, too, that, like, Arlen's, you know, after, you know, that you were mentored by, discovered and mentored by the late, great Rock and Roll Hall of Fame person, record producer Tom Dowd, and that you also went on to record several highly acclaimed records and had his music heard in many TV programs and movies, including the Academy Award-winning film The Dallas Buyers Club. And so, and you're equally known for your efforts supporting voting and civil rights. So I guess that's when you get a little bit more on the serious side. But
I think it's very important for artists who, you know, have people's ear. You know, the first step in, you know, communication and trying to get past an idea to someone is that they're listening and they're opening to ideas. And I find that music is a terrific tool to reach people, because it puts them in an open place, and then you could tell them something honest and hopeful about how you'd like to see the world a better place, and how you'd like to see the world, you know, a fairer place that has greater opportunity for a greater number of us. And so, you know, the act of voting is a very important issue, because that is what gives us, a people, a voice. So it's important to me to share those ideas often through my music. You got to be.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of become a big part of what inspires me to make music and to try to enhance my community and fight for my neighbors and the future for my children, so that this country can be all that we are, and, you know, when we're at our best.
Right. Well, and I did say, and I hope people do go to Arlen's page, Arlen Filez, rather, music, filezmusic.com, and watch some of his videos and purchase some of his music. He's got a catalog of music. And I loved what Greg Baker said about you. If songwriters were bad weather, Hurricane Arlen would be a Category 5. He'll blow you away. And I thought, you know, well, that's how I felt the first time I saw you and heard you sing. And don't mind me, I wasn't being derogatory when I said smile a little bit, but boy, I'll tell you what, if I was over in Europe, had that opportunity to go, I thought I had the opportunity to go over to, and they're going to love you in Germany. You're going to Germany, right, Brussels?
Yeah, I think I'm actually playing a house concert in Germany. I'm not sure exactly where.
Oh my God, they will love you there.
And I'll be in Brussels as well. And, playing the cultural center there, and we're still putting together the tour dates, but I believe I'm going to be there from November 7th till the 18th
in
the general area.
Right, that's a good day. Well, you're going to have to be committed for that.
I'm excited.
I'll be
traveling
praying
and playing music.
Yeah, I'll be praying for you for energy, and because that's a big commitment to do, and it's not easy. I know the life of a musician, not so much by doing it, but just by seeing my brother do it and seeing how difficult it is. Because most musicians have day jobs. They don't just all of a sudden, become overnight successes. They work very, very hard, especially the ones who become, if they don't have money backing them to become famous, they are working.
It took me 30 years to be an overnight success.
Sweat and tears, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, well, look at Willie Nelson. You know what I say about me? I said, well, if Willie Nelson could do it at his age, and Phyllis Diller could do it in comedy at her age, then Nancy Ryan can do it at whatever age, because I sure
That's
don't
true,
look my
Nancy.
Age.
Absolutely,
so
you can do it if you've
kids. Rolling and doing it and singing, and I'm going to get back into working on my music and getting it around there more often.
You should.
Because I got so much into the radio that when I see my number slide a little, like I was up to two so many times. There's one group, and it's a country group called, I'm a country rockabilly, but I sing anything, jazz, blues, anything. But when I see myself go down like to 3 and 4, and I go, holy moly, I have to quick put a song on Twitter or something in LinkedIn, and then I'll just do a little promo on it, or I'll go to all my friend requests, and I send all my friend requests my CD, and then it goes right back up to like 3 or 2. But I cannot knock this one band out. It's called The Rain. And it's a big country rockabilly band. And I cannot knock them out of that number one spot. If I could just
tell
get
them,
to number one once.
Yeah.
I should tell them, when you cut yourself off Reverb Nation so I could get to be number one? Anyway, it's not really about that, but, it would be fun for me. But I love
sure
it.
Sure.
Oh, I was one night in the Stone Podium. My friend Bob Polding called me up, and we must have did 8 minutes. And we were going back and forth, and it was a crazy night, and it was so much fun. I love it. I love to entertain, but Arlen, I'm just too lazy. I don't know what else. Like, send somebody up with me, really, and I could get a band together in no time flat. No time flat, because I've done it. I did it to record in Texas years ago. And if I got offered to, like, sing at the Pony or anywhere, well, I was saying I did my video at the Pony, but if I could get a date, I would. So, I don't know how I'm going to feel Friday night. I got all these movies from the library I wanted to see. So I don't know. I better not be able to commit to that. Can I just, like, stop in, like, when I feel like it? Oh, God. So, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. And I so appreciate you having me on.
I'm excited for you. I really am truly excited for you because you are so great on that keyboard and the guitar. And when I love the piano, and I never learned. I wanted to play piano, but it was either play the piano or ice skate, and I chose ice skating instead. Now I'm dead. But I play guitar. I play electric guitar. I play guitar since I'm 18. And none of the guys in Asbury Park will ever let me play my guitar if I bring it. They go, oh, Nancy, oh, you don't have to play your. You don't have to bring your guitar. Why? Are you afraid I'll upstage you or something like that? No. My friend Ronald, you know what he said about me? Nobody want to play with you, Nancy. I go, why? He goes, because you upstage everybody. No. I said, I do not. What do you want me to do? Get up there and, sound horrible? I said, they won't even let me play my guitar. It's a man's world still.
Well,
anyway,
it can be.
Okay. I played my guitar on my app, my CD. Anyway, so listen, I want you to talk a little bit more, and then we got to go, and I hope I didn't talk. I always talk too much.
That's what makes this a conversation. Otherwise, I'd be giving a sermon, I imagine.
I would love that, I don't know. I had the mayor on. Oh, I felt bad when I listened to it. The mayor of Asbury Park on last Thursday. But, yeah, and you know what? I listened to it. I said, oh, Nancy. Can't you shut your mouth already? Like my family's song from me. You talk too much, you worry me to death. You know that. You talk too much. Anyway, but you know what? I got a message from him the next day. I went out, I came home, and there was a message, and it said, Nancy, I loved being on your show. It was the greatest show interview ever, and I will come on your show as many times, as much as you want me to. And I thought, wow, are you sure? I sent him a text. I said, I thought I talked way too much. And then Vinny Lopez was on two times on my show, and then came to another one just to be there. Then we went.
Yeah, I think I'm actually doing a show with Vinny coming up June 10th. Yeah, we should talk about that because June 10th is the annual Light of Day Golf Classic in Ortley Beach.
That's right.
And it's a family event. There's 18-hole miniature golf course. And there's going to be terrific music all day.
That's great.
I think I'm playing at around 6:20. I think Vinny's on just before me with a couple other guys from the old school. I know Emily Grove is singing. I know Laura Krisky is singing. I know there's about 7 or 8 artists. It's going to be a whole terrific day.
Oh,
and of course, for
great.
A great cause, an important cause. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to give my brother Billy a shout-out, of course, because he just played with Bruce, and Bruce called him out on stage Friday at the Paramount Theater, that Friday night, the 21st. And Bruce just, I always say this, Bruce just loved my brother Billy. I have so many pictures of them hugging and playing together over the years. Because,
that's nice.
You know, Bruce wanted my brother.
I think everybody I know around here has met Bruce except myself.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I have pictures with him and everything. But you know what? I met Clarence Clemons in my brother's kitchen, and my brother was lead guitarist with Clarence Clemons and Red Bank Rockers, and he
right.
came in with the E Street Band, but he turned him down. He was 5 years old or so, but, you know, I always shout out my brother because he's older than a lot of these younger people don't know. He's second on the monument in Asbury Park, and he was the featured artist for both soaps and Gary Towns.
Yeah.
Everybody flew in from all over the state to play, all over the United States to play with my brother Billy. He's one of the best. And this is what Bruce said in his book. He goes this, and then I'm going to talk to you again in a minute. He says there, right, if you go to the upstage, he goes, there were many good guitarists in the area during the upstage days. He goes, but there was one master jazz blues guitarist, Billy Ryan. And so, like, for them, when I was at that show and Bruce gives them the heads, and Bruce actually went over to the side of the stage and he's watching my brother Billy. He just loves him. And he you know, was on the stage and he nods him over, and then he's calling him up, Billy Ryan, you know, get over here, you know, and the spotlight's on him. And they must have played for I don't know how long. But
that's fun.
Yeah, he
that's
loves
terrific.
My brother Billy. It is.
I'm sure. Who doesn't?
I only do it because, you know what, my brother never will. He's one of those, he'll never toot his own horn, so I toot it for him.
That's what family's for.
Eric Clapton.
Like my mom, I should pay my mom for all the PR she does for me.
Yeah, well, the same with Taylor. Her mother is her PR person, Taylor Tote. Her mother, Tara. She does a wonderful job. She's doing a fabulous job. But, yeah, you should pay. Yeah, well, I'm sure you let your mom know how much you love her for promoting you.
Yeah, well, she has a way of expressing the joy she gets from my music like no other. Of course, she is my mother, so it may be slightly, you know.
Well, yeah, that's the way it is for me and my brother Billy. He makes very little of it. Oh, Joe, come on, there's plenty of great guitar players out there. I'm not. Oh, once you said
she's a little biased, my mom. She's a little biased.
Yeah, I'm very biased. I'm very biased, but I do have a lot of guitar players that I really love as well, though, but I am biased. And if that fellow Bismonto, or there's someone that I have to go see live. I forget his name, but anyway.
Yeah, maybe I need to also.
What?
I'm sorry?
Toot your horn?
Oh, no. I said I don't know who that guitarist is. It sounds like I've got to go find out and see him too.
Oh yeah. Well, Billy doesn't really play that much, and he was in Vermont. He has it on top of a mountain. It's very desolate and on lots of acres of land, and he just has been not down, but every time he is down, of course, he plays, and it's wonderful when he does, because I don't get to see him that much. But
yeah.
In any case, I want you to please, because the sooner you do this, the sooner I can do my after promo. I'll probably do it tomorrow. But usually I try to get it up at least on my page and my Ryan Oxford Asbury Park page and my Inside and Outside and LinkedIn and Twitter. If you text me your information as far as your tour, your European tour, text me that. And if you want to text the movie that your music is going to be in, like text that and I'll put that first, and then I'll text your tour information along with all they do is click and they'll hear you our interview.
Oh,
so,
terrific!
And people, go and check Arlen out because, as Greg said, he will blow you away. His music is absolutely phenomenal. When I think of myself as a songwriter, and then I try not to compare myself with other songwriters. However, you know, we're only human, and it does happen sometimes. But there are songwriters, and there are songwriters. And I'll tell you, and you know what I mean, everybody out there, Arlen is a true, the real, that's what somebody said to me once, and I took it with such a, I'm like, oh, you're crazy. But, you know, you are the real deal. You're the real deal. And
well, thank you for saying so.
Music, it's true, and your music is terrific, and it's thought-provoking, and your melodies are wonderful. And so everybody, please go and support Arlen, like support local talent. Buy some of Arlen's music and look forward to him coming back. Well, I don't want to put too much pressure on him. But
we'll
I
do it again. It was
better.
Too much fun. How do you not do it again?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do an after show, and we're going to have to find out all about your European tour, because you do better believe it. I'm going to be over in Europe singing on some big stages. I intend to do that before I die. I have lots of plans for me, and I have a lot of plans in the makings right now. So I was supposed to be in Germany 2 years ago. Didn't happen then with some really big names, but that's okay. It's come. It just hasn't happened yet. So,
it
Arlen,
can.
Thank you so much, Arlen. I'm so glad that I got you on, that we, you know, I think we got everything out there that needs to be put out there for now. I wish I had seen you at the Watermark. I love the Watermark. Please feel free to put any of your post as far as where you're going to be right on my Nancy Ryan page. Just put
thank
it
you,
on
Nancy.
There.
I
and,
appreciate that.
Because promoting so many people, I'm promoting still 4.5 years of my guests. Every time I see like one of the, like Nikki Breyer, anytime I see anybody, oh my God, I can't even remember the Willie Nile. Anytime I see anybody, Tony Pisano, I can't even name them all. Mike Marino, okay, millions of people. I put my our interview on it, attach it, and I say.
Johnny's great. I actually I'd recorded some music on Johnny Pisano's record, which is terrific. His new
album.
Yeah,
I promoted him for the pizza, the punk rock pizza album. Yeah, I promoted him on that. He was on my show.
Yeah.
Finally, after so many years.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's one of my favorite people
Johnny.
In music.
I love Johnny. And, by the way, guess what I sang with Willie Nile at the supper club? And he couldn't believe it. He was, like, blown away. He was blown away, and so was Johnny. I sang Boothwaite Shoes. That's my all-time, that's my song that I sang when I do a cover, like, out with the band. Like, I've done it with Bobby Bandier and Tim McClune, and I always sing Blue Suede Shoes, and I always wish I had my guitar with me, because then I could really just blow them away. But I'm
you just bring
away
it with
too.
You, and you bring it with you, ready to plug in, and you say,
oh,
move
yeah,
out
right.
of my way.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I have been known to do that for not my guitar. I think they might take my guitar and hit me over the head with it. Well, Arlen, thank you so much. That was a wonderful
thank you, Nancy.
Arlen, thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
My pleasure,
I
and I look forward
down.
To seeing you soon.
I do too, because you're going to tell me where you're playing so I can come and see you. I missed
I'll let
it.
You
I
know.
Love the Watermark. Let me know. Just post it. And send me that text, please, because I want to put this out there now.
I'll go ahead and do that.
If I talk too much, I'm just a talker. You know what? You know why? Of course, I had to have a piece of chocolate, right? I know what chocolate does to me. It makes me like a crazy person. Like the sugar, it just gives me a sugar rush, and then I get, and I'm a personality excited anyway, you know, over the top anyway. I really refuse myself any chocolate before my show. I don't know if anything. It was great having you. I have 10 nonprofit sponsors that I just got in this past year that I'm so happy. So I have to tell them now, and if you want to stay and listen to them, you may. And if you have to go, you can go.
Thank you. I'm going to say goodbye because I do have to get back into the studio. I'm recording some guitar for a kid's movie, actually. So I'm busy doing some work. So I really appreciate
great.
Your time. And thank
yeah.
you to you and your sponsors.
That's great. And I'm sure you know Mr. Ray Anderson. He's been on my show as well and does all the music, CDs for children.
Great.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good luck.
Take care, Nancy.
And I'll be looking forward to your text. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Arlen. That was the wonderful Arlen Files. Yes, I had been waiting to get him on my show for so long. And Blog Talk Radio, they put me on a zero. Oh, God, my time is up. I have to go through my nonprofits so fast. But I'm going to be doing a whole promotion on my nonprofits in the middle of June. So have no fear. They are Minister Steve Brigham, 10th City of Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio, Bev Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless, Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes, Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, Paul A. Rexworth, President and CEO of TUPAC, the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation, Mr. Tim McClune, founder of Holiday Express and Restaurateur. Patricia Ario, artist, the Info Age Science History Learning Center and Museum, and wonderful artist. By the way, I call her the Tilly artist, but she does wonderful, wonderful work. Philip Richards, director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission in Asbury Park, and they also have a fabulous thrift shop. It's huge, and they have wonderful things there. So go over and support them. If you can support any of these nonprofits in any way, via your time, your money, or your talents, please do. It will give you so much more than it will ever help them. And in addition to that, I would like to say, a huge thank you to my sponsors, and they are Dr. Inna Stillman, who is Smiles on Broadway, and it's their third office, and she gave me a beautiful Hollywood smile so that I could do my music, I could have my acting, speaking and acting career in a movie called That's Life, producer Sean Guest. And so you'll be looking for that that film to be completed, but it will be another month or two, I believe. And also Dr. David Marin, who is a chiropractor and the owner of Marin Wellness Center in Shrewsbury, right off of Avenue of the Commons. And what he does there is chiropractic, physical therapy, and acupuncture. And he has helped me enormously because it could always be worse, but I have a back issue that comes and goes, and it has come again. Came again last June, and I'm taking care of it in the best way I can so that I can enjoy my life. Thank you, everybody, for listening in to my show, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. I'm telling you, I get so much out of it, and I hope that the people that do listen enjoy it as well. If anybody has any ideas for me on how to slow it down a little bit, not get so excited, and maybe not talk so much, that might be helpful. But then again, I guess you either love me like I am or you leave me like I am. I don't know. Anyway, all I know is I love you all, and I love being of service, and I am giving back to my community by what I do with my radio show and my nonprofits. It's all for fun and for bartering with my nonprofits. So thank you so much, and good night, everybody. Bye-bye.